Etymology of antithesis. The word antithesis comes from the Greek word antithesis, which is a combination of two words, anti meaning against or opposite, and thesis meaning position or statement. Thus, the literal meaning of antithesis in Greek is opposition or contradiction of position. The term was later adopted into Latin as antithesis, which has the same meaning as the Greek word. In rhetoric and literary analysis, the term antithesis refers to the use of contrasting or opposite ideas or phrases in close proximity to one another for effect or emphasis. It is a technique that has been used in literature, speeches, and other forms of communication throughout history to create a powerful and memorable effect on the listener or reader. Meanings of antithesis. The literal meanings of the word antithesis refer to a contrast or opposition between two things, often used to create a powerful effect in writing or speech. In rhetorical and literary analysis, antithesis refers to the use of contrasting ideas, words, or phrases in close proximity to one another, creating a deliberate contrast or tension between them. This technique has been used throughout history to create emphasis, to highlight differences, or to provoke thought and reflection. Antithesis in grammar. Grammatically, antithesis is a noun with plural form antitheses which takes a plural verb. For example, the antitheses of love and hate are often explored in literature. Definition of antithesis as literary device. Antithesis is a literary device that involves the use of contrasting concepts, words, or sentences within parallel grammatical structures. The purpose of antithesis is to create a contrast between two ideas, emphasize their differences, and create a memorable and impactful statement. It is a common rhetorical device used in literature, poetry, and speeches. Types of antitheses. There are several types of antitheses, each of which is used to contrast different ideas or concepts. Here are some of the common types of antitheses. 1. Direct antithesis. This is the most common type of antithesis, which involves the use of contrasting words or phrases in a parallel grammatical structure. For example, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. 2. Antithesis through negation. This type of antithesis involves the use of contrasting words or phrases through negation, such as not that I loved Caesar less, but that I loved Rome more. 3. Antithesis through chiasmus. This type of antithesis involves the use of a reverse parallelism, such as ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. 4. Antithesis through juxtaposition. This type of antithesis involves the use of contrasting ideas or images placed side by side, such as it was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. 5. Antithesis through oxymoron. This type of antithesis involves the use of two contradictory words or ideas within a single phrase, such as sweet sorrow or living death. 6. Antithesis through metaphor. This type of antithesis involves the use of two opposing metaphors to create contrast, such as she is a rose, but with thorns. 7. Antithesis through allusion. This type of antithesis involves the use of a reference to another literary or historical work or event to create contrast, such as the world is too much with us, late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. 8. Antithesis through repetition. This type of antithesis involves the use of repeating words or phrases to create contrast, such as to err is human, to forgive divine. 9. Antithesis through paradox. This type of antithesis involves the use of a seemingly contradictory statement to create contrast, such as less is more. Common examples of antithesis. Here are some common examples of antithesis in literature and speeches. 1. To be or not to be, that is the question. William Shakespeare, Hamlet. 2. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. 3. Love is an ideal thing, marriage a real thing. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. 4. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Neil Armstrong. 5. Give every man thy ear, but few thy voice. William Shakespeare, Hamlet. 6. We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. Martin Luther King Jr. Shakespearean antithesis. Here are some examples of Shakespearean antithesis. 1. Not that I loved Caesar less, but that I loved Rome more. Julius Caesar. 2. To be or not to be, that is the question. Hamlet. 3. Fair is foul and foul is fair. Macbeth. 4. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Romeo and Juliet. 5. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players as you like it. Literary examples of antithesis. Here are a few examples of antithesis in literature with an explanation of their context. 1. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. This line from A Tale of Two Cities contrasts two opposing ideas, the best of times and the worst of times. The novel is set against the backdrop of the French Revolution, a time of great upheaval and chaos. The antithesis in this sentence emphasizes the stark contrast between the two extremes and highlights the uncertainty and unpredictability of the time. 3. It was Beauty Killed the Beast. Marion C. Cooper, King Kong. In the 1933 film King Kong, this line is spoken by the character Carl Denham after the titular character falls to his death from the top of the Empire State Building. The antithesis in this line contrasts the beauty of Ann Darrow, King Kong's love interest, with the violence and destruction he causes in his pursuit of her. The line suggests that it is not Kong's violence that led to his demise, but rather his love for Anne, which ultimately proved fatal. 4. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. John Milton, Paradise Lost. This line is spoken by Satan in Milton's epic poem Paradise Lost. The antithesis in this line contrasts the concepts of reigning in hell and serving in heaven, emphasizing the pride and rebellion of Satan's character. The line also suggests that Satan would rather choose his own path, even if it leads to hell, than submit to a higher power. How to create antithesis. Here are a few steps you can follow to create antithesis. 1. Identify the key elements to be contrasted. To create an antithesis, you need to identify the key elements that you want to contrast. This could be ideas, words, phrases, or even entire sentences. 2. Choose contrasting words or phrases. Once you have identified the key elements to be contrasted, choose words or phrases that have opposite meanings or connotations. For example, love and hate, light and darkness, good and evil, etc. 3. Use parallel structure. To create a strong and effective antithesis, use parallel structure. This means that the two contrasting elements should be structured in a similar way, using the same grammatical structure, word order, or sentence pattern. 4. Play with sound and rhythm. Another way to create an effective antithesis is to play with the sound and rhythm of the contrasting words or phrases. For example, you could use alliteration, where the initial sounds of the words are the same, or use a rhythmic pattern to emphasize the contrast. 5. Consider the context and purpose. Finally, when creating an antithesis, it is important to consider the context and purpose. The contrast should be relevant and meaningful to the topic or theme, and should serve a purpose, such as to create emphasis, to highlight differences, or to provoke thought and reflection. Remember, antithesis is a powerful tool, but it should be used judiciously. Too much contrast can be overwhelming or confusing for readers, so it's important to use it sparingly and in service of the overall message of your work. Benefits of using antithesis. There are several benefits to using antithesis in your writing. 1. Creates contrast. Antithesis creates a clear contrast between two ideas, which can help to clarify your point and emphasize the importance of the ideas you are presenting. 2. Adds emphasis. By highlighting opposing ideas, antithesis can add emphasis and power to your writing, making it more memorable and persuasive. 3. Improves clarity. Antithesis can help to clarify complex ideas by breaking them down into simpler, contrasting concepts. This can make your writing more accessible and easier to understand. 4. Adds variety. Antithesis can add variety and interest to your writing, helping to engage readers and keep them interested in what you have to say. 5. Demonstrates skill. Using antithesis effectively demonstrates your skill as a writer, showing that you are able to use rhetorical devices to enhance your writing and communicate your ideas more effectively. Literary device of antithesis in literary theory. In literary theory, the device of antithesis has been studied and analyzed in different ways, depending on the approach and framework of the theory. Here are some examples. 1. Formalism. Formalist literary theory focuses on the formal elements of literature, such as structure, style, and language. Formalists analyze the use of antithesis as a way to create tension and balance in a literary work. They examine how antithesis can be used to create parallelism, repetition, and contrast in a work, and how it can contribute to the overall effect of the work. 2. Structuralism. Structuralist literary theory emphasizes the role of language and structure in shaping meaning. Structuralists analyze the use of antithesis as a way to create binary oppositions that structure meaning in a work. They examine how antithesis can be used to create a hierarchy of meaning in a work, and how it can contribute to the overall structure and coherence of the work. 3. Post-structuralism. Post-structuralist literary theory challenges the idea that meaning is stable and fixed, and instead emphasizes the fluidity and multiplicity of meaning. Post-structuralists analyze the use of antithesis as a way to create ambiguity and indeterminacy in a work. They examine how antithesis can be used to deconstruct binary oppositions and challenge traditional concepts of meaning and identity. 4. Reader response criticism. Reader response literary theory focuses on the role of the reader in shaping meaning in a literary work. Reader response critics analyze the use of antithesis as a way to engage the reader and create a dialogic relationship between the reader and the text. They examine how antithesis can be used to create multiple meanings and interpretations, and how it can contribute to the overall impact of the work on the reader. Suggested readings. Hutton, John Anthony, A Dictionary of Literary Terms and Literary Theory. John Wiley & Sons, 2012. Krasovic, Joes, Introduction, The Definition of Antithesis in Literature and Its Place in the Hebrew Bible. Antithetic Structure in Biblical Hebrew Poetry. Brill, 1984, 1-18. Ruzabiva, Nigora, Peculiarities of the Antithesis in the Literary Text. European Journal of Research and Reflection in Educational Sciences, Vol. 7.11.